Hello and welcome to show 43 of Radio Clash. This is the Ahoy Pirates edition. That was the Whoever Men with the amazingly titled David Gedge's Cock. Of course, that's a mix of the Banana Spit Sling. I meant to use that in my punk mix. I just posted that onto the blog because that's now gone onto boombox.org. Getting some nice feedback. But it's that I don't think that's released yet, and I played that at Pirates of Pilchard, which was a boat trip up and down Reading at this Saturday just gone, during the Reading Festival, blasting out tunes like that and other madness. I'm playing a lot of tunes in the show that I played for my set for that, but also there was Lumpy and DB, otherwise known as Superdan, Fishboy and Cowgirl from Guidebook was there, and Little Cowgirl, and quite a few other people. Including a guy actually did respect. He DJed with Vinyl on a boat. So we were just sort of cruising up and down right by where the festival is, blasting out bootlegs and wearing pirate hats and dancing like loons, as you do. So later on, I'm going to have my pirate mix later in the show. So I'll share that with you. And I'm playing various tunes that I played or heard. And there's also an interview, of course, right in the middle, which is noisy as hell, but it's a cool interview. It gets very surreal because, let's just say, a lot of various alcohol and drugs were taken. Anyway, but it was difficult getting Reading dancing, and it was pretty chaotic. Let's see, one person fell in. Another person bruised her ribs, but thankfully is okay. And the guy fell in who is okay. He was just someone who just wandered in. No one we knew. And what else happened? Unfortunately, Lumpy got attacked by this absolute twat. That was quite scary. Who decided to take a, you know, didn't like the boat, and then decided to, as Lumpy described, a whole chunk of wall. He and his front mates decided to chuck a whole wall at the boat, and then they caught up with us because we had difficulties further down the river. And so then this guy jumped on the boat and then had Lumpy around the neck with an iron bar. This is what happens at about 1 or 2 a.m. On the river during Reading. I don't know, I've never been. So that was quite mad, but I'm going to have some pictures up there. I'll let you know when they're up. I've got some really good pictures. I hope all of you are well. This is probably my last podcast before I go off to America and Canada. I'm going to be in Detroit for one night, then I'm going up to Glencoe in Ontario, This is from next Friday, the Friday the 2nd. Going up to Canada on the Saturday on the train. I got my tickets and everything and my flights. And then I'll be up in Canada, hopefully coming back in the middle of the next week to Detroit. And then probably wherever I am, I'm planning to pop over to San Francisco to go to Booty. I've caved in on the question. I wasn't necessarily going to do that, but I'm definitely doing it. It's a cheap flight. It's only like $80-$90, I seem to remember, when I was over there. And I know it's cheaper to buy it over there than it is here. So I'm going to buy it over there in local currency, and it'll be quite cheap, hopefully. And I'm just going to stay there for a couple of days, you know, take a hotel, see the bears and see the boots. So we've got loads of chorns for you. This is by Bitter Sound Foundation. It's called We Will Scar You. It's a classic. And get up and dance, will you? Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, I'm a child. You're the three, gonna take all the world someday. You got love on your face, you're big disgrace. Wave your hands all over. That was Bitter Sound Foundation with We Will Scar You, which is, of course was Queen, We Will Rock You, and Skatrain, Skatrain, who I can't for the life of me remember who did that. It was a Scar House track from ages ago, and I should remember who it was because it was one of my favourite tracks around 1990. But the memory's not so good. That's 15 years ago. Don't look at me. I mean, I mentioned the whole thing with Pirates of Pilchard last show. I'd say it went really well. I'd say it was a 38-foot, 20-ton barge. As there's a few kind of mishaps, a few knocks and scrapes, as I say, no lasting damage as far as I can tell. And as I say, it was good to meet various people. And Lumpy is a maniac. I've had him on the show before. I've interviewed him. I think it was in show 8, which I don't think is up anymore. So long time people would have heard him, but you'll be able to hear him again. And so there's interviews with Super Dan and Jim from Bilchard. The biggest tracks of the day were 9 to 5. I'm not playing that, but I'm happy to play it, but I'm not playing it today. Clapstero and Copa Breaks, which is Clapstero, I'll play later on. Copa Breaks is like a Breaks version of Copacabana. That probably tells you the sort of the silly kind of level, but it was fun and it was beautiful weather. I had a good time. So, we're now going to go to Pirates of Pilchard live. Well, maybe not too live. I think the first person I'm talking to is Dan. I'm being very crap. I don't introduce him. And here we go.
How do you think it's going?
I think it's going incredibly well, actually. I had in my mind, before I actually came down here, that it could be one amazing, huge fuck-up. But Pilchard have this kind of way that umpteen forces come together and just something amazing comes out of it. I mean, I don't think I'm gonna ever have another experience where a boat is turning and I'm trying to queue up another track on another
exactly.
CD. It's quite an amazing sensation. You all should try it someday, considering that, you know, most venues that you play are on solid ground. When you've got the swaying of a boat, it adds to the feeling, I find.
I know. I was trying to DJ through a lock, which was I had to cut everything.
That is something that I'm sure 90% of the world-famous DJs that fly around on their little 747s with their box of records will never have to DJ through a lock. And you know what, TBC? Yeah. That makes you a legend. Compared to them, because you're right, they go to Ibiza and play a couple of tunes, yeah? But there on a flat surface, you know, what's that all about? It's all about DJing at 30 degrees, don't you know?
I know. To actually DJ on a boat like Lumpy is at the moment, it's just like
nothing. I have to say, it's actually amazing to hear Lumpy play a rather large outside gig. Every time I've seen the guy, he's in a small room, and most people just stand there like gazelles, like light is shining in their eyes. They're fucking squirrels in the middle of the road. They don't know what's going on. But now people are actually dancing. I think Lumpy deserves more greenery wherever he plays.
Definitely, definitely.
So let's turn the tables here. Tim, on your podcast, yeah. Do you ever have any technical problems that you don't let the listeners hear?
Quite often.
Oh, and I'm sure you hide it rather well.
No, I have technical problems that I leave in. And I have technical problems that are funny, I leave them in. And I have technical problems which are really boring and I leave out.
Well, that's good then, isn't it? I'm sure if there's a technical problem, it would have been cut out by now. So don't forget, remember, always hire TBT. He does good, smooth edits between tracks.
Not.
Let's not hold you to that one. I'm guessing this bit's going to be edited out. So it's absolute...
Oh, no, it's not.
Got a bit I would put in.
Oh, you bastard.
Are you going to interview Jim?
Jim? Oh, that's going to be interesting.
I know. This is Jim from Pilchard. What you've got to say for my podcast listeners?
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going fine. We're on the river. We haven't sunk.
We appear to have a sound system that seems to work. We've got Lumpy that's just played some excellent tunes.
Very good calypso. Very good drum and bass.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if there weren't a bit of disco in there.
So what do you think about the bands?
Well, the band that did play was great.
I know, I heard a little bit in the distance.
And we're going to go and get them again.
Oh, excellent.
At 6 o'clock.
What were they called?
Holy Cowbell.
Holy Cowbell. We want more cowbell, definitely.
Yes, well, they're good.
So this is Jim from Pilchard. And
I'm sorry if I'm a bit speechless.
That's fine. I'm
trying to drive a fucking boat here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're the captain.
Yes.
So we're at Reading, and there's loads of very bemused. Kids seem to like it or already hate it. We're not sure about that.
Okay. Well. I think we're going to go moving off soon.
Okay. But it's going really well.
I'm doing a very bad interview.
CD me. Kids want them.
Kids want CDs. No, I think it's going really well so far.
I think so.
So apart from the fact that I can't DJ for shit, but that's because I couldn't work out CDs.
You ain't heard nothing yet, baby.
And swans like my work. I would like to say this.
Oh, hello.
I did a bad thing. Can I have one more?
Oh, for
God's sake. I'm sorry. I'll come.
Hey Lumpy, you're supposed to be DJing.
I am, and
you're an auto DJ.
It's just letting it run out, and then they're taking over.
So how'd it go?
That was fun. A couple of tracks didn't work, which kind of annoyed me.
Which tracks didn't work?
Oh, it's stuff that I'd specially prepared. A nice little Juicy Mitch, which you're going to have to wait until Western Bastard or possibly Brighton Bootleg Club next week in order to hear. Assuming that I can get my CD burner to work correctly. There you go.
And I was nearly run over by an ice cream van, but that's Reading for you.
Well, you know, when in Reading, do as the Readingans do.
I think it went really well.
Oh,
and it's not the first time I've interviewed you, so I apologise for interviewing you twice.
That's all right, I don't mind.
This time I have a problem.
Glad for the possibility.
And you, why did you do a plug for Brighton, for Western Bastard?
Oh, come down to Western Bastard. Sorry.
sod.
That's Clapstero by Pilchard. As I say, one of the big songs of Pirates of Pilchard event at Reading, the Bank Holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Reading, and we're going to talk with Dan about DJing on a gazelle.
So, have you listened to Radio Clash?
Sorry?
Have you listened to Radio Clash?
I have, actually. And you know what? I think you're doing sterling work for the bootleg community.
Wow.
Why would a moderator of Guybo say that? Because you know what? He has respect for you.
Wow.
He thinks it's wise, because obviously if he showed it in public, he'd get booed off a stage. That's why. But anyway, we're very lucky to have a commentator on the Mashup World, such as TBT. He's a man that divides all opinions. The day and night, it depends on what day it is, obviously. And it's amazing that, you know, a man such as TBT, he can move between modes and groups and forums. And this guy picks, obviously, he hoovers up the best of and he plays it to you. And, Aeon, my agent is telling me I've got to do some type of chatter. What's the station again?
Radio Clash.
You're listening to Super Dan on Radio Clash. And what's the other one? Hang on a second. Yeah. Whenever I'm in town, Super Dan listens to Radio Clash. And hang on a second. What's the other one? Yeah, yeah. Super Dan, whenever he needs to put out a mix or a hot new bootleg, he goes straight to Radio Clash. Is that good enough?
Yes, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, my management seem happy about that.
Who's your agent?
He's a fat guy with a cigar in his mouth. I don't know what his name is. Phones me up. He tells me to get down basically and play. You know, I've never actually seen him. He's a lot like that guy in that spy show that you never see. He's always behind that screen. I can't actually remember the name of that.
Mission Impossible.
That's it. Yeah, you never actually see the guy, and he phones me up and he says, you need to play. You know what? Who am I to disagree with a man behind the screen?
I have to say, very good set. I've never heard you DJ before, but it was a very good set.
Well, that's a very good set, considering I've only got about 10 CDs on me, and out of that, only about 20 tracks to actually mash up. It was quite a challenge, but you know what? I rose to it.
I know. And like you said, DJing on the boat, this moving is nothing else.
I don't think I'm ever going to do anything as bizarre, if not as kinky.
You could DJ an elephant.
You know what? I like the challenge. You get an African game park that put a set of speakers on an elephant. I'll bloody be there. You know what? I'll play the zebra if I have to. You know what? Even if the zebra's out through obviously contractual reasons, I'll play a gazelle, a monkey even. Fucking hell! You give me an animal, I'll play on the back. If it's got a backbone, I'll do it.
So that's what you hear from Super Dan at.
Well known for his woodlice is our Dan.
What are hamsters?
Oh, I don't know anything about him and hamsters.
Time out.
Anything that I would like to admit before the court case. Anyway.
I'm with the Daily Mail on this. I think that all hamsters and muscats should be deported from this country, because you know what? They're taking our jobs. The vile vermin that they are. It's unfair. They're bloody come over here. They take our jobs. They suck off the benefits. It's unfair. The muscat. I mean, when's the last time you saw a muscat working hard?
Hamsters are bloody evil.
And that was, Dan at Pirate getting. Sorry, Pirates of Pilchard. Off on the whole subject of whether hamsters are evil. I agree, hamsters are evil. I don't know about muscats. I never come across muscats at all. But certainly, intriguing idea of being DJing on a gazelle or an elephant. I know what I wanted to say. Oi, yeah, Twinkle Boy. Yeah, you. What's this about only gay podcast in the UK worth listening to? Yes, you. Be careful what you say, boy. Otherwise, I'll come up and slap your ass. I'll leave it there. Lucky Bitch Radio sort of wonder style, but it's certainly, it's a bit like, and big humph is what I say to that one. And it's a very good website. If you go to, is it I think it's podcast.tinkerboy.co.uk. He's done a really nice redesign on it. I gave him a lot of advice when he was starting up about 2 months before he did his first show. So it was answering his questions. So remember that when you're all rich and famous and Tusk. So anyway, and it kind of, well, not really totally leads me on to something I wanted to talk about anyway, which is something I've noticed in gay culture in general is that it always, we always seem to identify and also sort of objectify, oh God, I've used that word, ourselves within sex. I've noticed this with podcasts, I've noticed this outside of the sort of the horrible phrase podosphere, and it's very true within the gay world. It's like, you know, it's sex or drugs, it's all commodities, as John would say in true Marxist style, commodity fetishism. But it's something that really pisses me off. Certainly, I've come across it most frequently in photography. I have done photographs of bare friends of mine, and it's all like, oh, will you do my profile? You know, will you do something for my profile? And it's like, no, I don't do gaydar profiles, dear. It's all like, you know, oh, you know, will it be nude? Will it be topless? It's like, no, it's going to be clothed, and it's going to be a portrait, not nude. No, it's this idea that to actually have a picture of a bear, it's got to be naked. It's just really fucks me off. And I noticed this trend on a sort of other sort of stance in some podcasts. I mean, I love Madge's show, I love Lucky Bitch Radio, and I love Fausto's show, because although they do talk about sex and tell it how it is, and Madge is almost like a kind of a piss take of that, almost, you know, talking about her cunt all the time and all that sort of stuff. Which is just like, Richard being a real kind of like, it's a real sort of character, and it's larger than life. And I love that. But they also do other things to, talk about politics, interview people, you know. So Fausto will bring his mother along and we'll start talking about breastfeeding and things like that. It's sort of, there is kind of a wider scope. But I noticed that some of the other ones, that the other Q-Podder, and they're going to hate me for saying this, but other Q-Podder podcasts, they're very sex-obsessed, and there doesn't seem to be anything else. It's like sex, drugs, and that's it, really. And that's exactly what I don't like about the gay culture, and it would be sad to see that reflected here. It's not kind of like I'm prudish, because I could talk most of these people under the table and probably discuss them pretty much and pretty quickly. And I've done this with, you know, my knowledge and what I've done and what I know people have done and all that sort of stuff. But I don't, because it's like they're doing it. I almost like don't talk about that sort of stuff in my podcast, because it's just like, it just seems so typical. Oh yeah, gay man, we'll talk about sex all the time and make saucy comments, and it's a bit like John Inman. And it's a shame to see that. It seems like Reagan Fox, you know, it just, you know, the way that things are, you know, advertised and bits I've heard. It's just, I'm sure maybe there's loads of other, you know, depths to them, but it seems to be a lot of kind of like gay Dawn and Drews, or gay Drews and Drews, you know, just talking purely about sex. And it would be a shame if the whole of the queer experience is reduced down to young, sort of blonde, 20-year-olds talking about what dildos and what, who they've shagged and how many people they've shagged and who they've fisted, and, you know, and that's why I'm here, because I'm very not that. I don't do the scene generally. I don't use dildos. I don't do fisting, definitely. But, you know, I don't do any of those things. And I do other things. And that's why I joined Q-Podder, and I wouldn't say I came out, because I was out from day one, but made that part of my show, because I wanted to almost like balance what was going on over there, because it seems like what's selling and what's the selling, you know, sex sells, and what's selling in the whole sort of queer casting community is sex. And putting a pretty boy on your, you know, on your advertising, on your site, on your little banner, I don't know. It's just, I better shut up before I fuck everyone off. But you know what I mean. It's sort of why do gay men just have to constantly talk about sex? It's just, now we're going to play the mix I played at Pirates, or kind of most of it. There's a couple more additions I've added in the post-production, but most of the tracks are tracks I played at Pirate. I'll speak to you soon.
Arr, like pirates, do ye? Prepare to be boarded for a jolly rogering! Arr!
Thank you. am the pirate of men's pants.
Wipe out.
This speech is my sight. I think it's very vital. To rock
around,
that's right.
On top of
tricky, it's up like
here we go.
The captain's drunk.
Constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff Johnstone, why don't you leave me alone? Yeah. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. Buddy, you're a young man, I'm a man shouting in the street. Gonna make all the world someday. You got blood on your face. You big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was my pirate mix. That was a cast of millions. There might have been some occasional interruptions from Kirk or Yosemite Sam. I took, I think, pretty much all of those tracks with me. Some of them I didn't play, but that was the set I was planning to play. So now we're going to play a few of the voicemails. We've got a voicemail from Kathy.
Hey Tim, this is Kathy up in the North Cascades of Washington State, and I'm listening to Show 42, listening to the Placebo cover of Running Up That Hill, which I agree is excellent. It took me a while to get into it, but it's a really beautiful song, and they do a good job of it. And so you mentioned that a listener had sent you another cover, and I hope you play it, and I hope you listen to it and like it. It's the Jay Davis Trio from Chicago. Keep on doing what you're doing. I love your show. And greetings from the high in the Cascade Mountains. Cheers. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for the track. We've had a lot of discussions about what's the best Kate Bush sort of covers out there. There aren't that many. There aren't that many really good ones. If the listeners, if anyone out there knows of good Kate Bush covers, let me know. I think we came to the conclusion that the Future Heads, I like the Jay Davis one. It's quite different. There Goes a Tenor, which is probably more of a Kate Bush fans track rather than a kind of widely known track, and the Placebo. And she'll send me quite a nice mashup, which I already have, but I must play, which is a drum and bass version of Wuthering Heights. Yes, I know that sounds really odd, but it is actually very good. This one is from David, who's a DJ and a gay trucker, who's been giving me sporadic voicemails every once in a while. I'll let him introduce himself.
This is DJ David J, just David for you. And when I get a chance, my website will be www.djdavidj.com. Anyway, I'm on the road. I'm going to go home for a week. I'm heading back. I'm in Ohio, where trucks can only go 55 kilometers an hour, which fucking sucks. So it's gone. And I listened to Madge today, and she was flipping through your website about your little blob that you put in. I was hoping that when I use Feed Demon, and right beside your little blog, I was hoping to be a little I want to say Q-tip, but not Q-tip, a paperclip where I could take down the next Radio Clash. When's the next one out? Email me. Anyway, I was just listening to episode 39 again. The last time I was on this road, it's the 24 that joins Toledo, Ohio to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where you go. And it's a small little road. And I'll just keep blabbing until your machine cuts me off. I was listening to that again. When I first started, the background music with Vincent Price there, it was like a dark night and the light, it was kind of scary. But I love that transgender person singing that song. It was fantastic. I wasn't sure if I had to be in this lane. And I want more information about that, if possible. And your machine hasn't cut me off yet. Again, I don't listen to what anyone else says. Be gay, be happy. Oh, shit.
It's kind of like a cut off there. The information about the Anthony and the Johnsons, you can get the two albums from Secretly Canadian. I'm very crap at reading out sort of information like that, but I actually went out and bought them, so I could probably read you the numbers out, but you probably don't need that. And the album is, what's it called? There's the Anthony Johnson's the first album, which I played Rapture from, which is just eponymously titled, and then their second album, which came out recently, which is I Am a Bird Now, and that's the one with I Hope There's Someone, the track I played. So and a lot of people have just so much digged that track. I'll have to play some more Anthony Johnson's in the future. They've really liked that. It's interesting. It's like you've got most reaction from not a mashup track, but actually I can't really describe Anthony Johnson's. They're kind of like a mixture of sort of lounge, jazz, gospel, blues, all kinds of things, and sort of 80% of the tracks are very good. So a few of them are kind of very strange, Spiraling being one, but a track I probably will play is Fistful of Love, which has Lou Reed actually speaking at the start of it. And that's such a good track, and it kind of has a lot of meaning for me. So, although if anyone knows the track, not for the obvious reasons, but, you know, this whole thing about tough love and how things... God, I should play it now, really. But anyway, I'll play it in the future. I don't really have time for now, but it's... I'll sod it. I'm going to play it now. I will chuck it in and see what happens. It's probably going to go pear-shaped. I'll definitely have to cut this out.
But I was lying in my bed last night, staring at a ceiling full of stars, when it suddenly hit me. I just have to let you know how I feel.
We'll live together in a photograph of time. Now look into your eyes and the seas open up to me. I tell you I love you, and I always will. I know you can't tell me I know to tell me. So I'm left to pick up the hints, the little symbols of your devotion. So I'm left to pick up the hints, the little symbols of your devotion. And I feel your fist, and I know it's out of love. On my body, the memories of your devotion. And I accept and I collect upon my body the memories of your devotion.
Anthony Johnson's with Fistful of Love. That's from the I'm a Bird Now album. Go buy. I don't usually tell people to go buy things, but certainly it's a very, very good album. That's pretty much near the end of the show. I wanted to leave you with some thoughts, but I better wrap up first. If you want more, to know more about the show notes, what I've played, random rantings and burblings from the land of Tim, go to mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's my blog. That's where you can find the show notes and various other things. And if you want to email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can leave voicemails at the Clash line at 206-202-5274. That's 206-20-CLASH in the States. That's a US number. Or you can leave voicemail. No one has yet, actually. Maybe because no one's on Gizmo or they can't get to work at the moment because I can't get to work. You can leave a voicemail on my Gizmo account at Radio Clash. I won't read out the SIP number, but you can find that on the blog if you are that way inclined. So drop me a line. I love feedback. I much prefer it to money, fame, glamour, sex, drugs, actually maybe this is sex anyway, and votes. I much prefer feedback. Things I want to leave you with is that I've read a very good article about Betty Schroeder. She's part of the Tucks and Grannies, who are protesting against Bush and the Iraq War, and actually went to a recruiting office and said how they wanted to take their the children's and their grandchildren's places in Iraq because they've lived their lives and they've got nothing to lose. I think it's just so brave and very, very funny the way they go in the whole sort of granny kind of wear, and they intentionally do that. And also I've been hearing a lot from Democracy Now! And Madge about Cindy Sheehan, and I just think that that protest is just so important. And it's interesting that apparently now his Bush's levels, popularity level, poll is now down to, I'm sure it'll be disputed, down to Nixon, worse than Nixon levels. So yeah, certainly it's striking a chord, obviously. You know, it's a bit like the Vietnam War. That was kind of highly supported, and then, of course, the America's children come back in coffins, and then it's sort of, you know, a bit like Rupert Kipling, around the turn of the century, was really, really pro, really patriotic. He was pro the Boer War, pro, you know, sort of all the sort of I think the last rattle of the British Empire. It was all pro all these things until the First War, when the First War happened and his son died, and he just went totally against, hence writing things like If, going very, very anti. It's interesting, he just totally shifted when his son died, and you could see that it was just totally pointless. So anyway, I'm going to play a track about that, which is was a mashup of the Green Day track when September ends with the Eagles, and I seem to be playing a lot of Eagles recently. But Eagles seem to be everywhere. Eagles are everywhere. It's like the birds. It's like Hitchcock. I can't say anything. Anyway, this is probably going to be my last show until the United States. I might do a show beforehand, but I think it's unlikely. So I'll speak to you next, probably from the States or Canada at some point, either by phone or by actually doing a show. I don't know if I get it to upload it over there. If not, there will be a bit of a gap from the next couple of weeks, but I'll keep you posted on the blog, and I'll speak to you soon.
Can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
You can't. By now
does come and pass. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
You can't.
Five-year-old.
Yeah.
Say when? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Listen to
Radio
Class. It is
very good.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's very good. I liked it in my holiday.
My mum told me to say this.
That's terrible.
Oh God. Mushrooms kick in now.
Do another one. Oh, what was the other one? We're going to do a gold one, wasn't it? Stop it.
Okay.